Hello, everybody. This is Warren Carr on this April 19th, 2017. Unboxing for InclusiveAndroid.com. This is unboxing the Alcatel U16 Max. I just got this phone for $99 and it came in today, of course, from China. And so I just want to take a little quick look at the phone and see if it's accessible out of the box or not. So I'm going to open this up from the box that it just came in. There we go. And opening up the box. There we go. Opening up the box, the very top thing is the phone itself. And boy, yeah, this is a big phone. It's a 6-inch phone. So if you're not into big phones, don't even go there. But for me, the bigger it is, the better. So there's the 6-inch phone right there. And in the box, besides the phone, there's a charging brick. The charging brick, however, looks like a, not looks like, but definitely it's a European type, pin. I think I have a US adapter here somewhere. It has a USB micro, not a USB-C, as I can tell. And then a little instruction paper. That will be it, as I'm not seeing anything more in this box. That's it for the box. So here's the phone. I'm going to take it out of the plastic. All right, physical description. As I hold the phone facing me, on the right-hand side, on the side, is the typical volume. The volume is near the top, and the power is below it. I believe that's what it is, because the volume is longer and the power is shorter. At the back of the phone, there's a fingerprint reader with the camera at the top, and looks like it has like two camera lenses, or one is a little one, maybe like a dual LED thing. And then that's it for the back. On the very top, it does have a 3mm microphone jack. At the bottom, it has the USB port, which is the micro USB. And that's it about the physical specs of this phone. It has a 32 gig with 3 gigs of RAM. Has micro SD card and supports both nano and micro SIM cards. All right, that will be it. And as for the software, it's running Nougat 7.0 out of the box. And my understanding is that it would be able to update to the latest OS. We'll see how that goes. It's running on MediaTek 6753. And let's turn it on. That's the most important thing. See if this thing is accessible out of the box or not, or if we shouldn't even go there at all. So I'm going to hold down the power to turn it on. There we go. Let's turn on. And I didn't feel any vibration, but it's on. As a general rule for me, though, I always let it sit there for 45 to about a minute to be sure that we are on the screen where we can enable accessibility. So I'm going to let this thing sit there for a little bit, and then I'm going to put my two fingers down and see if indeed this has accessibility built in or not. And so that's going to be, there we go. I think it should be time now. Let's, the litmus test. Let's put our two fingers down. I believe I've waited enough. I can see that the screen is there. Put my two fingers down.
Continue touching the screen until you hear a beep to enable accessibility mode. Accessibility mode enabled.
That TTS doesn't sound too good. All right. Now that I've enabled accessibility, as you can tell, in normal circumstances, TalkBack should have come on, with the tutorial. But this doesn't, and I'm touching the screen, nothing happens. So what that tells me is that this is like the Yumi Super when it got NuGet 7.0. After I reformatted it and started afresh, it did the same thing whereby the TTS will talk, but because there's no built-in talkback, it just couldn't go beyond that. And what that means is that I could put my two fingers down again and again, the TTS will come up saying the same thing, hold your fingers down to enable accessibility, or it will say accessibility enabled. So let's try and see if this one is actually the same thing. I'm going to put my two fingers down now again and see what we get.
Accessibility mode enabled.
Nothing. TalkBack didn't come up with a tutorial. Put my two fingers down again. Watch. So definitely, I can't continue with this unboxing. For sure, this doesn't have TalkBack built in, and it's one of the unfortunate stories with many of the Chinese phones out there. Some of them do come with TalkBack built in, and some don't. However, you can download TalkBack thereafter. So when I download TalkBack, then I'll come back and show us the UI of this phone. Until then, thanks for listening, and for inclusiveandroid.com, this is Warren Carr. Thanks again for listening.
Accessibility mode enabled.
Goodbye.